This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 398 for Wednesday, May 18th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE futures canola contracts were weaker on Wednesday, as a general risk-off sentiment in the global financial and commodity markets weighed on prices. Canola down 19 to over $37, July down $37.90 at $1,152.10 per ton. New crop November down $26 at $1,069.10. Chicago soy oil futures were down sharply on the day, that's cutting into canola crush margins. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures were also weaker. Uncertainty over new crop production did provide some underlying support, as ongoing rains continue to delay seeding in the eastern prairies, while the western prairies remain in need of moisture. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all lower, with the largest losses in wheat, as that market finally saw a profit-taking correction after rallying sharply higher earlier in the week. Minneapolis spring wheat down 43 cents in the July contract at $13.50 per bushel. Kansas City down 43 cents as well in July at $13.24 per bushel. Chicago wheat, it's down 46 cents in the July contract at $12.30 per bushel. The United Nations is reportedly trying to facilitate talks with Russia, Ukraine, and other countries in an effort to restore grain movement out of Ukraine, as shipments are down sharply out of the Black Sea region due to the war. The move by India to limit wheat exports that sparked the rally in U.S. futures earlier this week remained supportive, but it's likely been factored into prices for the time being. A crop tour of U.S. winter wheat growing regions is confirming concerns over the damage to yields caused by hot and dry growing conditions. That's providing support. Persistent seeding delays for spring wheat to the north also underpinned wheat values. Soybeans, they were pressured by the broad selling in the outside markets. The July soybean contract down 15 cents at $16.62 per bushel. IDEA's U.S. soybean growing regions are generally in good shape despite the slow pace of spring seeding also weighed on prices. But good export demand provided support on the other side, with the USDA announcing private export sales of 229,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. Corn, it ended down in sympathy with wheat and beans. The July contract down 19 cents at $7.81 per bushel. Weekly U.S. ethanol data showed production of the renewable fuel held steady at 991,000 barrels per day. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, May 18th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.